wasn't so long ago that we learned the Sechet Sanhedrin. And Parshas Mishpatim contains many different aspects of Bavidim, their role, and their makoros. So today, sure, I wanted to really review much of the things that we discussed when we learned the Sechet Sanhedrin, that you find in the makeup and the role of various Batei Din. Let me begin with a familiar topic, the Sugya and Kedushin Daf Samachei Mud Beis, where the Gemara discusses various forms of Eidos. The Gemara distinguishes between Eidos when it comes to areas of Dinim Amanos as opposed to Eidos when it comes to Gitnin Kedushin. The Gemara tells us in Samachei Mud Beis toward the top of Amud, the name of Rav, that Hamakadesh Be'eid Echad, that Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin, Vafilu Shnehem Odin. If a person does a Maisa Kedushin and their Eidim are not present, even if there is no Machlokas whatsoever, right, the Chos and the Kala both admit that the Maisa Kedushin took place, nonetheless the Rav says that Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin. In such a case, there is no Kedushin whatsoever. Apparently, what do you see from the Gemara? The following Chiddush, that Eidim are considered to be critical, not merely because of the possibility that some dispute will arise, someone later will rise and deny that the Maisa Kedushin took place, but even Vafilu Shnehem Odim, Eidei Kedushin are considered to be that which is critical. And yet, when you get to the very bottom of the Sambod, Daf Samachei Mud Beis, the Gemara describes the following case, that Marzutra of Rav Ada Saba braid Rav Mari Bar Yisar, the two brothers, Palig Nichsayu, they were dividing up the estate that their father had left them. And they did not do so in the presence of Eidim. So they raised the following kasha, that also the Kamei Rav Ashi. The Torah tells us that Al Pi Shnei Eidim Amarachmanam, and our division was not done Al Yedei Eidim. So therefore, what are the implications? Do we assume that the only purpose of Eidim is the Iboy the Meheder Lo Matzi Hadrei Behu, that in case one of us should try to get out of the deal, we'll be unable to do so, there are Eidim who can verify? Or do we assume that's not case, that Lo Mekayma Milsa Ela Besade, the case only stands as a result of the fact that it was witnessed? The Gemara answers that Amar Lahu Lo Ivra Sade Ela L'Shakre. The entire purpose of Eidim is simply to avoid the possibility of Sheker. If one of the parties will come and deny, I will summon these Eidim, and they will verify that, in fact, that type of division took place. So on the very Amud and Kedushin, Samachei Mud Beis, you find, apparently, two very different cases. When it comes to cases of Dinim Amnos, the Gemara says, though, Ivra Sade El Shakre, the only purpose of Eidim is Lebir Hadavar, that if in case there is one party tries to engage in sheker, so in such an instance, Eidim will be produced. But yet, when it comes to cases of Kedushin, the Gemara says that's not true. Even if there is no sichsech at all, v'afilu shnei hamodim, nonetheless, ein choshesh in the Kedushin. This is the basic distinction between two different forms of Eidos. Eidos lebir hadavar, as opposed to Eidos lekiyam hadavar. Sometimes the purpose of Eidim is only to verify, and that is the case when it comes to dinim amanos. If I go ahead and I borrow money from you, certainly that money is owed irrespective of whether Eidim are present or not. It'll be more difficult for me to prove the case unless I'm able to secure Eidim. But there is no need for Eidim in order to create the chalos. Mashenka, when it comes to cases of Gitnin Kedushin, for example, there, the whole chalos Kedushin, no chalos Gerushin, that hinges on the presence of Eidim. And that is what we refer to as Eidus Lekiyam Hadavar. So there are very two different roles of Eidim. Eidus Lebir Hadavar, Eidus Lekiyam Hadavar. One of the differences that we saw was the sugya later in Sanhedrin of Tessam and Aleph, when it comes to the very definition of an aid. At what point in time does a person become an aid? This is a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ri. Tosos quotes, Sanhedrin Tessam and Aleph, Bermaschil, Bizman, Shehisru Behem, that according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, already the Chaloshem aid is Nikva at the time of Re'iyah. If you and I witness something in Niskavnu L'Ha'id, so in such a case, already at that point we have a Chaloshem Eid. And the Reed disagrees and says that's not true, that the only time that you are considered to be an Eid is B'Shas Haggadah. So whether it's B'Shas Re'iyah or the Shas Haggadah that determines the Chaloshem Eid. Tosa says two rayas, two nafkaminas, l'halacha. One is the principle of Nimtze Echad Karva Posel, Eidusim B'Teila. If you had a unit of Eidim, then one is Posel, so therefore that reflects on the entire unit, the entire cut of Eidim. When do you invoke that principle of Nimtze Echad Karva Posel, Eidusim B'Teila? Is it Mishas R'iyah? if merely we have seen that event together, or is it only Mishas Haggadah? That's the machlokas between the Ri and the Rashbam, where Tosfos quotes another nafkamina. And that is the principle of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The fact that if I am an Eid, I cannot serve as a Dayan. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean if I witnessed, I cannot serve as a Dayan? Or does it mean if I was made, I cannot be the Eid HaMeid and the Dayan regarding the very same Din Torah? Tosfos writes that that again will depend whether the Chaloshem Eid is determined whether it's Nikva Mishas Ri'ya or whether it is Mishas Haggadah. That was critical for understanding the Sugi and Makos and Davav and Aleph, because the Gemara Makos and Davav raised the following kasha. If it's really true, as Rabbi Akiva maintains, that Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela, so therefore, if that is true, that Horeg Yatzil or Roveya Yatzil, so therefore, what's wrong with the following? I, the perpetrator of the crime, will become one of the Edim. And then, Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela, the entire cot will be dismissed. So every murderer, every Roveya, can exonerate himself by becoming an aid. And obviously that can't be. What's the terrorist to that kasha? The Gemara says, no, that's not true. That Amar Lei, the Pasuk says, Yokum Davar, Bimekaime Davar Hakosav Medaber. What exactly does that mean? Bimekaime Davar Hakosav Medaber. So the Ri explains as follows. You do not become an aid, Mishas Ri'iya. You become an aid, Mishas Haggadah, B'mekayim Edavar. When you establish the case is established when you go to Bezin and you testify. Well, obviously, Bezin is not going to allow the perpetrator, the murderer, the Roveya, to be one of the Edim Hame'idim. So in such a case, that's exactly the teres. The fact that you saw is insignificant. We only apply the principle of Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle to an Eid HaMeid, and Bezin is not going to get it led to the point that you are indeed our Meid. If, however, you assume as the Rashbam that that's not true, that an Eid is Nikveh at the time of the Re'iya, so therefore, how do you understand that Gemara? The Kasha, Horeg Yatzil, Roveya Yatzil. And that can't be. What's the teretz that b'mekayim davar kosav medaber? Rashi writes something very differently. What does it mean b'mekayim davar? Rashi comments velo ba'osei davar. It means who is an aid? One whose role is to establish the case, as opposed to the osei davar, as opposed to the players, the individuals involved in the case. They lack a shame aid. The chiddush according to Rashbam of that Gemara is a very different one. In order to be labeled as an aid puzzle, and then to go the next step and to say that Nimsech or Karo Puzzle, Yusam Batela, the first requirement is that you be an aid. Then we can go to the next step and determine whether you are an aid kosher, whether you're an aid puzzle. But square one is that you are an aid. What exactly is a chiddush? Veloba osei davar. That the Balei Dinim themselves, the Roveya, the Nirva, they are not aidim. It's not that they have a shame aid puzzle. They lack an entire shame aid. They're not considered to be Edom at all. That's a very important chiddush. This Gemara, according to the Shita of Rashbam, that there are certain individuals that are excluded from Edus, and regarding those people, you do not assume the principle of Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela, only when is Bichlal Edus, and he is an aid puzzle, then you can go on and apply that principle. If you look, for example, at the Nesivus, Mechosh Mishpat, and Simon Samachvav, in Sivkat and Beis, the Nesivus writes, this is true of a Cheresh Shotev Akatan, and Eved Isha Akum. All of those individuals lack a Shemein. You don't apply the principle of Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela. If 10 people will come to Bezin and testify, and one of them is a woman, we will not say Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela. She lacks a Shemein entirely. And therefore, we can go with the balance of the Edim, and she is, by definition, excluded from that possibility. That's an important chiddush. The machlokes between the Ri and the Rashbam, whether Eid HaMeid or Eid HaRoeh, and how you understand that Gemara of Nimtzeh Chor Korov Apostle Edusin Betela. The Ritvan Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph has the following critical ha'ara. that one can discuss when you become a shem aid, b'shas re'iya, b'shas hagada. That's when you're talking about normal edus lebir hadavra. After all, the aid has a twofold function. The aid is a roe, and then subsequently the aid is an aid hameid. Let's assume when it comes to edus lekiyam hadavra, aid kedushin, for example. So in such a case, what is the role of those aidin? No? In order to be meid, that is not their role. It could be that at times that will be relevant. All of a sudden, the chas and the kala decide that they were never married. So I'll bring those aidim into bez and I'll say, what do you mean? We were there. The ma'aseh kedusha took place. But the purpose of those aidim is not for haggadah. The purpose is edus lekiyam hadavar, for the purpose of re'iya. So here the Ritva writes in Kedusha Mem Gimel Aleph a critical point, that here everyone should agree that nim sechar karo posan du sabateh applies mishas re'iya. Even if you argue that generally speaking it's like mishas haggadah, that's because you're dealing with an aid hameid. However, when it comes to edus lekiyam hadavar, that it's an aid haroe in the sense that re'iya is the job description of that aid, and that's it. So therefore, then one should assume nin sechar karo posan edusan b'teila. That's the chiddush that the Ritva writes, that edik kedushin, for example, requires yichud edim, that you have to be miyachid the katav edim, that these individuals are to be the edim to the exclusion of all others, because after all, if not, there are many krovim, psulim, that are witnessing the ma'aseh kedushin, and in such a case, we apply the principle of nim tzechar karo posan edusan b'teila. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. And even though the Gemara is explicit in Kedusha Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that's the context of this Ritva, that you don't require minui edus, it's not necessary to appoint edim. The Ritva writes, that's true, it's not necessary to appoint edim. Meaning, let's assume there's a ma'aseh kedusha, and there are only two people that are witnessing it. You don't have to appoint edim. You don't have to be mamana them and say, atem edai. Edus per se does not require minui. But if you have many people that are watching, some of which are ksherim, some of which are psulim, then minui is necessary, not because minui by definition requires, edus requires minui, but rather to avoid this problem of nim secher kol poslin du sabbatim. This is the chiddush of edus not lebir hadavar, but edus lekiyam hadavar. So when it comes to edus, you have two very different parshios. Sometimes the purpose of an ed is to sort out a pre-existing chiyuv. Sometimes the role of edus is lekiyam hadavar. We've also discussed that this difference is not only true when it comes to cases of edim, but the same thing is true when it comes to shtaros, as an example. That there are two very different types of shtaros. One can have a shtar kinyan, one can have a shtar raya. Sometimes the shtar creates the chalos. Let's assume, for example, when it comes to a get. A get creates the gerushin. That is the ma'isa gerushin. Let's say if you have a shtar kedushin, that means that the shtar is what creates the issues, a shtar shichrur. Those are the three shtaros of iser veheter that are shtari kinyan. A get and a shtar kedushin and a shtar shichrur, where the shtar itself creates the shichrur, creates the gerushin, creates the kedushin. And then you have cases of a shtar raya. Let's assume, for example, the ksuva. This ksuva is a shtar kinyan. The chosin is obligated to pay the ksuva for two very important reasons. Number one is t'nai bezdin. The chum insisted this must be done. Number two is a ma'isa kinyan is made. A kinyan chalipin is made, where all the terms that are delineated in the ksuva are agreed to by the chosin. What is the purpose of a ksuva? Ksuva is a shtar raya. Let's assume, for example, all of a sudden the chosin gets up and says, I never obligated myself to those additional terms, the Tosefis ksuva, the Nadunya. Or the chosin says, I already paid it all off. What do you mean? She has a shtar that says that this is what, in fact, she is entitled to. That's not a shtar kinyan, but that's a shtar raya. Let's assume, for example, there is a halva. The halva creates a hischaivus even without a shtar. However, if I have a shtar, that's something which is very, very helpful. A shtar can create the shibud nechasim. That's interesting, whether the shibud nechasim would render the shtar as a shtar kinyan, or the shtar certainly will serve as a shtar raya. No? Let's assume all of a sudden the lova says, I already paid you. I, the malva, can produce a shtar as a raya. Shtar chabiyadi mabai. What do you mean? I have the paperwork. I have the shtar. That affirms that the loan is still due. That's a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan. And there are many differences between the two. Rav Slavetchik would often assume that, you know, the machlokas in the Gemara, whether ede mesira karsi, ede chasima karsi, what does that mean? Whether it's necessary to have chasimos in the shtar, or whether edus means ede mesira, they witness the mesira sashtar. Rav Slavetchik would often argue that's only true when it comes to a shtar kinyan. When it comes to a shtar raya, of course everyone agrees you need chasimos, no? I claim that you owe me thousands of dollars, and I produce a shtar, but guess what? The shtar is not signed. What type of raya is that? If it's a document that's unsigned, it's only a raya, ayyadei chasima se'edim. And Rav Slavetchik maintained that a shtar raya doesn't require mesira, edei mesira. Edei mesira for a shtar raya. Why should that be? If you're telling me that the shtar creates the gerushin, and as we just discussed, Kedushin Geirshin requires Eidos Lekim Adavar. So now I can ask you the critical question. Those Eidim, is that at the time of the Maisa Mesira? Is that at the time of the Chasima? That's the Machlokas in the Gemara. When it comes to Shtar Raya, that's not true. Rav Slavetchik could often comment, he didn't feel it was necessary to have Eidim Mesira under the Chuppah for the Ksuva, because the Ksuva is a Shtar Raya. And the shtaraya has the chasima seidim at the chasin's tish. That's signed. That's the shtaraya. Ede mesira is when it comes to a shtar kinyan, not when it comes to a shtaraya. Even the concept of lishma. When do we require lishma when it comes to shtaros? Here we assume la halacha that lishma is only necessary when it comes to, number one, a shtar kinyan. Number two, a shtar kinyan of isser v'heter, not a shtar kinyan of dinim amanos. For example, when we sell the chametz and erev Pesach to the guy, one of the kinyanim is a kinyan shtar. That doesn't require lishma, a printed text. A ksuvah is a shtar raya, doesn't require lishma. A shtar kinyan of iser v'heter, those three that I mentioned, that is what requires a ksiva, which is lishma. These are two very different types of shtaros, a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Daled, writes the following chiddush, that midivrei sofrim cholchin dinei mamonos be'edus b'shtar. It's a din d'rabbanan that we will allow edus b'shtar. What exactly does that mean? Because the Gemara hasn't gitten a daf ayin aleph mipihem. Edus is transmitted verbally v'lo mipi ksavam. It's a din d'rabbanan that we allow that type of raya bishtar. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh Beis, in the classic editions of the Ramban, it's found in Chav Chesem and Beis, the Ramban says, what, shtaros is only din d'rabbanan? And what about a get, for example? Only a din d'rabbanan? Can't be! So then Nesivos points out, in Simon Chav Ches, Sivkot and Zayin, there's a world of difference between the Rambam's case as opposed to get. Get is a shtar kinyan. That, of course, is a din d'araisa. The question is not the shtar kinyan, but the shtar raya. Bringing a raya b'chsav in Bezdin, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. No chaseidus, that's only a din d'rabbanan. But the need at times for a shtar kinyan, of course, that's man d'polig, that certainly is considered to be that which is a din d'araisa. Sometimes you can have a shtar that plays both roles. For example, a husband divorces his wife ayyadei get. So the get is a shtar kinyan. But if the woman possesses the get, that can also serve as a shtar raya that she was divorced. Now, everyone knows she was an eshes ish. She claims she was divorced. Can you verify that you're divorced? Yeah, she'll produce a get. That means that the get can also serve, right, as a shtar raya, even though essentially its purpose is a shtar kinyan. And again, let's assume this get was not signed because there were edi mesira, no edi chasima. She's divorced, but it's not going to be useful as a shtar raya if she produces an unsigned get, right, in Bezdin. This distinction, when it comes to Eidos, Eidos Lekim Adavar, Eidos Lebir Adavar, a parallel distinction when it comes to Shtaros, a Shtar Kinyan and a Shtar Raya. And this is extremely relevant when it comes to the role of Beis Din that you find in Parshas Mishpatim. We know the opening Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin tells us that Dinim Amanos are B'Shlosha, Gzeilos V'Chavalos B'Shlosha. When it comes to cases of Gzeilos V'Chavalos, everyone agrees a Beis Din of three Mumchim is necessary. Machlokes in the Gemara when it comes to Hodos V'Halvaos, when it comes to the case of Gzeilos V'Chavalos and Parshas Mishpatim, it's clear. Based on Pesukim, V'Nikra Balabais, the Torah uses the term El Elohim Lashem Chol, but that means a Dayan who's a Mumcha, who's a Samuch. Rashi writes, Shrara, Rabbanus. The Torah wouldn't refer to a Dayan Hidyot in those terms. So therefore, a Beis Din of Shlosha classically means three Mumchim. When it comes to cases of Gzeilos and Chavalos, but you find in the Parshas HaShomrim, that's Mandapoli. Three Mumchim are necessary. What is the role of Beis Din? And why is it that Smicha is necessary? Why is it that the Torah is so insistent? See, when you have a Beis Din of Shlosha, for example, that is done in cases of Gzeilos HaChavalos, as the Parsha continues, there are two different elements. Number one is that is a process which is Al Yidei Beis Din. Beis Din. Number two, it's a Psak Halacha. It's Horah. Why is it that smich is necessary? In Parshas Mishpatim, when the Torah goes out of its way and insists that a dayan has to be samuch, ishi piish, imosh rabbeinu. Why is that true? One could understand in two very different ways. Is smich a function of Beis Din, or is smich a function of Hora? Function of Beis Din means the following. Beis Din doesn't simply mean a number of dayanim, let's assume three dayanim, dinamanos b'shlosha, but a type of dayan as well, midaraisa, dayanim smuchim. And therefore, whatever requires a Beis Din, requires a Beis Din of smuchim. The other possibility is quite different. Maybe that's not true. Maybe what is driving the requirement of mumchim is not the Beis Din, but rather the horah, the psak halacha. Beis Din is going to render a decision. Chayiv, Potter. That Horah requires Dayanim Smuchim. What would a critical difference be? No, the following issue. Sometimes you can have Beis Din that does not work in the capacity of Horah whatsoever. But just as there's a concept of Eidus Lekim Adavar, Gittin and Kedushin requires Eidim, there's also a concept of a Beis Din Lekim Adavar. There's certain institutions lahalacha that can only be done ayde best. For example, the Gemara Yevamos and the Mem Vav Mebeis, Gerus. The Gemara says the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Ger Tzarech Shlosha. Gerus must be done on a bezin of three because Mishpat Ksiv Bei. Ger Tzarech Shlosha. Tosus is bothered then by the following difficulty. If Gerus requires a Beis Din, and Beis Din means three Dayanim Smuchim, so how do you have Gerus Bizman Hazeh? That's Tosos' discussion. How do you have Gerus Bizman Hazeh? We don't have real Smicha Bizman Hazeh. Our Dayanim are not the types of Dayanim that we refer to in Parshas Mishpatim, Dayanim Mumchim, Dayanim Smuchim. And if that's one of the requirements of Gerus, so how is it you have Gerus Bizman Hazeh? Tosos answers with a very great chiddush, V'yesh lomar, d'shlichusayhu ka'avdina. The concept of shlichusayhu. This is a sugin gitna daf peches. The Gemara says, when it comes to certain cases of dinim amanos, the Gemara raises this question. How are we done those cases of dinim amanos Bizman Hazeh? We don't have mumchim? The Gemara says, shlichusayhu. Shlichusayu means a form of representation. The Beis Din of today is the representative of the Beis Din of old. Shlichusayu. So Tosa just simply says, the Gemara writes this in Gittin HaPeches, Shlichusayu, so that's the answer to Gerus. But this is a very great Chiddush Tosa. Why? Because what is this concept of Shlichusayu? This is what the Nesivos discusses in Siman Aleph of Choshen Mishpat, the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat. How does Shlichus HaYah work? The Nesivos writes, you see, according to Tosfos, a very great Chiddush, that Shlichus HaYah was not just simply Hefker Bezen Hefker. And it's not limited merely to Dinei Mamonos. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Ches is talking about Dinei Mamonos. Dinei Mamonos, Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Chachamim have this elastic authority. But to apply that to Gerus is a very great Chiddush. You see, according to Tosfos, apparently, that this concept of Shlichus HaYah was a Din D'oraisa, and it is not limited to the area of Mamon, but it applies even to Issur V'Heter. You can invoke the principle of Shlichus HaYah to determine whether this person is a Goy or whether he's a Jew. A very great Chiddush. There is a similar Tosfos, in Kedushin Adav Samach Beis Amud Beis, where Tosfos raises that very same issue. How is it possible to have Geirus Bezman HaZeh? We don't have Mumchim. Tosfos, though, gives a different answer based on a Pasuk. When it comes to Geirus, the Pasuk says, L'doros Eichem. L'doros Eichem, B'midbar Tezvav. What does L'doros Eichem mean? Throughout the generations. Meaning that Geirus is possible throughout the generations. That means even Bezman HaZeh, even though we don't have Smuchim. Where did Tosfos get this from? The Gemara does have this drasha when it comes to Geirus, but in a slightly different context. The Gemara increases in Daftes. There, the Gemara points out that the formula of Geirus is based on Mamon Har Sinai. Mamon Har Sinai, right, was the time of Geirus of Klal Yisrael. We discussed that in Parshas Yisrael, the Torah reiterates in Parshas Mishpatim. One of the requirements of Geirus was Karba. A ger is obligated during a karban. So that's what the Gemara raises. Krisus daf test. What about Bizman HaZeh when there's no possibility of hakarbas hakarbanos? Apparently you see that the karban is not essential. The karban is not makev. The chalos gerus. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara says the Doros Eichem. So Tosfos and Kedush and Samach Beis, a great chiddush. What the Gemara says when it comes to karban also solves our issue of smuchim as well. What is the common link of these two Tosfos in? The Tosfos in Yevamos Naf and Vav, Kedushin HaSamach Beis, that in principle, mumchim are necessary when it comes to gerus. The question is, what do we do bizman hazeh? So either based on a pasuk of L'doros Eichem, or either based on a pasuk or a concept of Shlichus HaYah, today, we can have gerus without mumchim. But in earlier times, of course, mumchim, smuchim were needed. This is against the comment of the Rashba. Because the Rashba in that sugi nevamos daf and vav medbeis raises the very same issue. And the Rashba is explicit that the answer of Shlichus HaYah is not going to help. Because Shlichus HaYah was true in the realm of Dinei Mamonos, but Shlichus HaYah was not going to work when it comes to gerus. So how do you have gerus bizman hazeh? So Rashba answers the following chiddush dechi gemirei, that drasha that we have, ger tzara shlosha, shlosha gemirei, smuchim lo gemirei. All that drasha tells us is that bezdin is necessary, three, but there is no need for smuchim. The Rashba assumes there was never a need for smuchim. The whole assumption of Tosfos, the smuchim were necessary, and therefore the whole question, how come they are not necessary now, is not true. There was never a requirement for datum smuchim when it comes to gerus. Rosh Savetcha commented, it seems that this is the shita of Rambam as well. The Rambam quotes the halachos of gerus, Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes there's a need for shlosha. The Rambam never mentions there's a need for smuchim. According to Tosfos, the Rambam should tell us very differently that Mikar Hadin, Dayanim Smuchim are necessary, but Bizman HaZeh not, either because of Shlichus HaYah or because of L'doros Seichem. Pashem Shat, the Rambam is like the Rashba against the Shita Tosfos, that there was never a need for Smuchim at all. What is this Machlokas? So Slavetchik explained exactly this issue. Our parsha tells us that Dine Mamonos requires a bezin of Shlosha Mumchim. Why is that true? Is the halacha that bezin requires Mumchim, or is the halacha that Hora requires Mumchim? One could certainly envision Avkaminas in either direction. What if you have a bezin in the Kima Davar, such as Gerus, where there is no Hora? Or the opposite case, what happens if you have Hora outside of Bezdin? If Smich is a function of Hora, then Smich goes hand in hand with Hora. The critical issue is not whether a Bezdin is necessary, whether there is an act of Hora. If you assume that Bezdin is a function of, Smich is a function of Bezdin in such a case, so whenever a Bezdin is necessary. So one of the machlokas is exactly this issue. Gerus is a bezdin of lekiyum hadavar, not for the purpose of harav. Tosus assumes that smich is a function of bezdin, and therefore the assumption of Tosus is smich is necessary, and the challenge bezman hazeh. And the Rambam and the Rashba assume that that's not true, that smicha is a form, right, function of harav. In such a case, gerus never required. Where do you see this in the Shitas Rambam? That smicha goes hand in hand with hora. That's the chiddush of this parsha. Not bezdin. So several different Rambams indicate this point. So number one is the Rambam we discussed of gerus, yisrei b'yugimavav. Gerus, which is a maisa bezdin, the kima davar, never require mumchim. Number two, the Rambam reich in Hilchos Sanhedrin perek dal lachaches. That you can have smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. A person can receive the real smicha of old, l'chol hadvarim. A person is a samach to be able to exercise that right in all chelkei haTorah. Or you can have smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. For example, the Rambam writes, you can have smicha for choshen mishpat. One can have smicha for iser v'heter. One could have smicha for heter b'choros. One could have smicha, the Rambam writes, liros ksamim, in yonei nida. You can have smicha. The Rambam is discussing the real smicha. The Rambam writes, you can have smicha, the dvarim hayichidim, for heter b'choros, iser v'heter, ksamim. All of those cases do not require a bezdin at all. Ksamim. Bezdin? Of course not. Psak halach of iser v'heter. There's no bezdin at all. But yet the Rambam has, you have smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. There is a gemara, Sanherin Daf Hei Mod Aleph, that discusses rishus l'dvarim hayichidim. But one can understand that gemara is not referring to smicha at all. Rather, is referring to netilas rishus. The Talmud al Yora, Elam Kein Noto Rishus Mirabo. So Rebbe can give you Rishus to Paskin in this area, that area, but the Rambam refers to the Sugya in terms of real smicha. Smicha l'dvarim hayichidim. It's clear then in the Rambam Shita that there's smicha independent of Bezdin. Smicha is needed when Bezdin is not necessary. These are the two flip sides. Now, Gerus is a maisa Bezdin without Hora. Dvarim Yechidim is an example of Hora without Bezdin. And therefore, the Rambam assumes Gerus no, but Psak Halacha Hora yes. Those two Rambams in the Shitase. Rav Slavetchik pointed out even a third Rambam. This is a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. The Mishnah later in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis discusses the theme of Zakei Mamre. And the Mishnah tells us the following Chiddush, that a Talmid Shahor Elasos is potter. If a Talmud is Mora Halacha Kenegan Sanhedrin, he's not Chayav Misa. Why is that true? He is a Talmud. He is not qualified enough to be one who is undermining the Sanhedrin. You have to be a player. If it's a Talmud, Sharalasos is potter. What exactly does that mean? What's the definition of a Talmud? So Rashi writes something very difficult in that sugya. Rashi refers you to the sugya in Sotan of Chobez Mabez, that Ad Shei Ben Arbaim Shana, means you have to be 40 years old. Because the Gemara in Sotan writes, ideally, not in the Chadchila, but ideally, one should only engage in Hora when he has a certain amount of life experience behind him, when he's 40 years old. So therefore, Rashi says that's Talmud. Very great Chiddush. That's relevant for this halacha. But there's a Chiyuv Misa. Rosh Lameitshev pointed out, when you look in the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. That a Talmud Shor Lasos is Potter. Why? The Rambam writes the following. After all, you require a Chacham Shehigia Lahora Samuch B'Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes, Talmud means one who lacks smicha. Only a samuch can be a zakei mamre. That fits in beautifully with the Rambam Shita. Zakei mamre is one who is more lasos kenegna sanhedrin. Smicha and hora go hand in hand. It is considered to be a hora if it's rendered by a samuch. So that's exactly the chiddush that the Rambam tells us. That you need a one who is higil hora, meaning samuch b'sanhedrin. If you hold that smich is a function of bezdin, why would that be relevant to zakei mamre? Nothing to do with bezdin. A yachid shahore connected to Sanhedrin. This fits in very well with the Rambam Shita. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out even a further chiddush. Smicha sakenim. The Mishnah tells us, Sanhedrin Beis Malach, smicha sakenim is b'shloshim. Pashup Shat, as Rashi points out, smicha sakenim means the laying of the hands in the parhon dover shel tzibur. But the Rambam writes, right, in the Pirush Mishnayis, to the Mishnah, the beginning of Sanhedrin, smicha sakeinim means that minui hadayanim, confirming smicha. We mentioned, smicha is ish vipi ish. The confirmation of smicha requires a bezin of shlosha. What type of bezin is necessary? Mumchim, Heriotos. See, here the Rambam writes a fascinating split. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dal, Hilchos Gimel, the Rambam writes you require a bezin of Shlosha. Ein somchim smicha ela b'shlosha. But then the Rambam adds the following line, V'hu shiye echad mehem samuch. And one of the three has to have smicha. So it's a difficult split. No. Bezin of three, and one of those three has smicha. Where do you find such a case? We're familiar with the bezin of mumchim. We're familiar with the concept of bezin of hediotos, shtichusayu. What does it mean that one is sufficient and the other two don't have to have smicha? On what basis? So Slavichik pointed out the following chiddush, that in a certain sense, smicha is similar to gerus. Gerus, chalitza. That's a ma'aseh bezin kiyum hadavar. That's not a hora. Ma'aseh bezin kiyum hadavar. So this is gerus, hedyotos. Just like chalitza, hedyotos. So to smicha. It means the institution, the process of smicha is ayinei bezdin. That's a bezin kiyum hadavar. So just as the Rambam assumes that chalitza or geirus does not require a bezdin of smuchim, who adidamim, when it comes to smicha itself, it's a hediotos. And what about that requirement that the Rambam writes that echad mehem samoch, here Rosh Lameitshev point out the following chiddush? Yeah, that's because that is smicha. That's the definition of smicha. Smicha is the confirmation, ish mipi ish, one person to another. The essence of smicha, that shalshalis hamesora, requires one who is a samuch will confirm smicha. But you require a bezin kiyum hadavar. How do you meet those two halachos? Ish v'pish as well as bezin kiyum hadavar. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. A bezin of shlosha, one of which has smicha. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Even a further Rambam, which Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, is l'shitasei as well. The Gemara quotes the sheet of Rav Acha Brei Dravika. Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Midaraisa chadna mikasher. Meaning that even though when it comes to certain cases, gzelos, chavalos, that requires a bezin shlosha, when it comes to other cases, that's not true. A single dine is sufficient. Midaraisa chadna mikasher. So one dine is good enough when it comes to halvaos, for example. loans. And that's how the Rambam paskins Nochel Sanhedrin Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes that Afal Pishin Bezin Pachos Mishlosha, even though Bezin requires three, but still, when it comes to certain cases, Mutter Lechad Lodom Min HaTorah, one dine is good enough. Shenemar Betzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Midaraisa Chena Mikasher. See, even though our parsha tells us certain cases, gzeilos, chavalos, or b'shlosha, but hodos and havos, midaraisa, chad na mikasha. Okay, that drama just tells you that he passed on the Rabbah Rabbah Rabbika, but a later Rambam. Perakei halacha ches, the Rambam writes the following chiddush. Hodos and havos, inon tzrichim umchim. You don't require smuchim for hodos and havos. Why not? If that's all the Rambam would have said, terrific. Bezdin requires three smuchim, but that's only in gzeilos v'chavalos. When it comes to hodos and havos, chadnami kosher. The Rambam says hodos and havos don't require smuchim. Why? The Rambam has the following line: shlichus bezdin shel eretz yisrael osin. Shlichusayu. So the Kesem Mishnah in Perakei Halachas immediately raises this question, the name of the Ramach. What's happening? If you hold you require a bezna three smuchim, then the question is, what about Bezman Hazeh, Shlichusayu? But if you hold Midaraisa Chana Mikasher, what do you have to come out to Shlichusayu for? No? If you need a bezna three mumchim, so then the next question is, what about Bezman Hazeh? But if you maintain that hodos v'havos don't require a bezdin at all, so how is it bezman hazeh? There was never a requirement for mumchim. The Rambam disagrees. No, the Rambam writes that even hodos v'havos, why ain't tzrich mumchim? Because shlichus bezdin shalat yisrael osim, shlichus ayu. What apparently do you see according to the Rambam Shita? This is explicit in the Rabbeinu Chananel, Sanhedrin of Gimel Aleph. That even Rav Acher ben Avikah that said, Midaraisa chad nami kasher, even he admitted that that chad nami kasher must be a samuch, not a yotos. The Rosh Sameach points out, that's the Rambam Shita. That good chad nami kasher, but that chad must be a samuch. Well, that fits in very well. If you argue that smicha is a function of bezdin, then the chora the next step. So Rav Acher ben Avikah writes that you don't require a bezdin shlosha for certain cases. That would mean that Rav Acher ben Avikah also would not require a samuch. So therefore, unlike zeilos and chavalos that requires three mumchim, hodos and avos requires a single hedyot. So you don't have to come out to Shlichus Ayir for that. But if you assume as the Rambam Shita that smicha is a function of chora, then even if hodos and havos do not require a bezin of shlosha, but certainly it's chora, like we saw in the Ram earlier, heter b'choros, riask samim, even a chora shelo yide bezin. Even that requires mumchim. And therefore the Rambam is bothered. Despite the fact that I pass in like Rav Acher ben Avikah, still, how do you justify hodos and avos, bezman hazeh? For that you have to come on to the concept of shlichus ayir. One of the nafkaminas the Gemara has, this is a further chiddush in the Rambam, whether you hold that midaraisa 3 or midaraisa 1 but midrabanan 3 is what happens if shnayim shadanu. The Gemara says, look, if you hold midaraisa you need 3 based on parshas mishpatim, that's it. So anything less than 3 is no good. Shnayim shadanu ein dinei hamdin. But if you hold that midaraisa chad la mikasher, midaraisa all you need is 1, and it's only midrabanan that we insist on a bezin of 3, So lo b'di'eved, shnayim shedonu, then dinayim din. That's what the Gemara writes in Sandav Gilam and Aleph. If this is true, this is very difficult, because the Rambam writes the opposite. The Rambam writes, that Rambam, Perek Beis Lochi Yodochos Sanhedrin, that Mutzalech Alodah Min HaTorah, Rav Acher Ben Avika Min Reis Achara Mekasha, and then the Rambam writes, Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Din Eim Din. So how can that be? Or Sameach points out this Rambam also is L'shitasi. In what sense is it L'shitasi? In the following. That true, the Rambam writes, Midarai Sechad Nami Kosher. But that's only a Dayan who is a Samuch. And that's why the Rambam says that if you don't have Smich, you have to invoke Shlichusayu. Because one Dayan is good, but Torah Sora is a Samuch. When the Rambam writes the halach of Shnayim Shedanu Ein Din Eim Din, the Rambam Perek Beis of Chosanet just writes Shnayim Shedanu Ein Din Eim Din. If you look at the Rambam later in Perek Chav Beis of Chosanet, the Rambam writes Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu. Poshe Pshat Das Lechidish, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes that there's a Hora, which is Ayidei Mumche. And then you can also have Dine Mamanos based on Shlichusayu, Ayidei Bezdin, even though they're Hedyotos. But these are the two tracks the Rambam has. Either one Dayan who is a Samuch, or three Dayanim who are Hedyotos. But Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu, Rambam assumes it's Ein Dineihem Din. It is not Ayidei Bezdin, nor is it a Hora Siyachid, because Hora requires Smicha, and therefore the Rambam writes that even though Midarai Sechad Nami Kosher, but still Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu, then Ein Dineihem Din. That's the Chiddush in the Rambam Shita. This again is all the Shita saying, that the Rambam holds that Smich is a function of Hora, and therefore Hora, right, always requires Smicha. Rav Acher Ben Avika Midrash Senecha Mekasher is a Samuch. And the issue that the Rambam raises of Shnayim Shedanu means one who does not have Smicha. If you don't have Smicha, then that Psak Halacha, Midrabanan, is a Bezdin of three Hedyotos. Two Hedyotos is neither Bezdin nor Ehoras Yachid. So the Rambam writes in that case that the Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu, then Ein Dineihem Din. These are all these cases, these six Shitas in the Rambam, right, that link to this issue. That just as there's a split when it comes to Eidus, Shtoros, Kiyum Hadavar, Birur, there's a similar distinction when it comes to Bote Dinim. You have a Bezdin Betoras Horah, where essentially, in many cases, the role of Bezdin is one of Birur, to sort out the facts. But sometimes you have a case where the role of Bezdin is not Birur at all. In the Maisa Chalitza, the Maisa Gerus, there the role of Bezdin is a Bezdin Lekimodavim. And Poshe Pshat, the Rambam Shita, that there's no requirement of Smich at all. One could raise a similar issue regarding other principles. No, the Gemara and Daf Beis and Daf Gimel and Sanhedrin. Lintos, Acharav Lahatos, Aselech HaBezdin Note. It's necessary to have an odd number of Dayanim in your Bezdin. You cannot have a Bezdin Shokel. Why is that? What's wrong with the Bezdin Shokel? Well, maybe the first thing that comes to mind is the following. Because if it's a Bezdin Shokel, the Bezdin can easily become stalemated, incapable of rendering a decision. You have four Dayanim. So you have your two and two split, and that's it. But one could raise the following issue as well. If that is what is driving this halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokel, then one should suggest a very great chiddush, which is not true, and that is that this doesn't apply to a Bezdin Kiyum HaDavar. When it comes to Chalitza, for example, there's no halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokel. Or when it comes to smicha, let's say, Parv Davar Shel Tzibur, it's a Maisa Bezdin Kiyum HaDavar, we're not concerned. This is Tosus's kasha. Tosus erases this kasha. Yevamos adav kuf aleph mar aleph. How does the Gemara know to apply the principle of Ein Vezen Shokol to Smichas Zakenim on the problem of Rishot Zibur or to Chalitza? What's the whole kasha Tosus? That if the only reason that you need a Bezen Ota is a function of Hora, so good, a Bezden Hamorer requires a Bezden Ota. But if that's not what they're doing, some Hechates, why should you insist on an odd number of Dayanim? That's Tosus's kasha. And Tosus has two fundamental terutzim in Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph. The first terutz of Tosus is the following. There is an element of Hora, potentially, even when it comes to chalitza, even when it comes to smicha. Right? There's so many possible issues that could arise in the maisa chalitza. Whether it's a chalitza kshera, a chalitza psula. So therefore, the chalitza should be al yedei bez denota, who is capable of rendering such a decision. And what about smicha? So many shaylos can arise. Tosus again has to assume, yeah, because smicha has to be b'chol kolcho. So therefore, the shaylos could arise as to whether this is legitimate ma'isa ha-smicha, whether it's not. So therefore, Yehuda Bezin potentially could do that. In that teretz of Tosus doesn't budge from the premise that Bez denotes as a function of hora. So therefore, why is that relevant when it comes to chalitza or smicha? There must be an element of hora even when it comes to chalitza. Because the possible shadas that could arise, it's not beforeshin Tosos, but maybe one could argue that according to that possibility, maybe it's linked in the chachila. Maybe it's not makim b'diyavet. If you're telling me the whole need for an odd number of diyam is not inherent, not intrinsic, but rather it's because that some shayla might surface, is that li'kuva? So four dayanim participate in the chalitza. You're going to say the chalitza is invalid because of that? Maybe it's like the chatchila. It's a fascinating issue: is whether bezin shok or bezin ota is the chatchila, or whether it's b'diyavet. The second day of Tosus says, no, that's not true. Anything that requires a bezin ota. That's part of the makeup of bezin, not just simply as a function of aram. Mikar Hadin. Bezdin means a certain number, namely an odd number of Dayanim. Tosus assumes a certain caliber of Dayanim. Bezdinot is an inherent part of every Bezdin. And therefore it applies even to a Bezdin Lekima Davar, even though we're not concerned with the element of Hora. One could argue, according to the second Teretz of Tosus, that Bezdinot is not just a Din Lechachila, but it's Makev B'dievid. You lack one of the conditions of Bezdin. Not just simply that you're safeguarding yourself from a potential of being stalemated. These are just a few of the differences in terms of the concept of Bezdin. But again, a fascinating parallel when it comes to Eidos, when it comes to Shtaros. Sometimes the Eidim create the Chalos, sometimes the Shtar creates the Chalos. The same thing is true when it comes to Bezdin. Sometimes all they're doing is being Mevarer. Sometimes they create the Chalos Gerus in similar cases. And then the machlokas Rishonim is whether smicha, right, is a function of bezdin, function of hora, whether in essence bezdin shokol is a problem only in areas of hora, or whether it's relevant even to cases of a bezdin lekimah.